Dave's Corner. Hottest thing on the street. Bonus content's a plan. And admission is free.
G'day and welcome to Dave's Corner, episode
25. Still alive.
Nah.
Just.
Jesus. Quarter century, well done.
Thank you. 25 episodes.
You do better than 25 still alive. 25, I got stung at a beehive. That's better.
Kind of works.
25, yeah. Still
fuck
got
off.
Some...
That's much better all than right. Stay alive. And I did that on 30 seconds notice. I didn't have 24 hours to come up with a rhyme for 25. Stay alive. Stay alive. Would you like fries? Cop this. Stay alive. Nah, seriously.
Pretty boring.
You need to farm that out to someone else.
I could do, still got some jive.
All right, get out.
All right.
Just get out of Dave's corner today. You're not required. Okay. Episode 25.
Sorry, mate. What's Dave's? Hey, by the way, disgraceful. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Not cool what you did yesterday.
No.
I hope you clean up your act somewhat.
Well, maybe we'll just finish the week with this sort of theme and then next week is a brand new week. Because today I wanted to share something with you. In fact, it's a follow-up to a conversation we've all loved in the radio industry forever. Toby from Newport, we've all heard before.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic piece of radio. Bruce and Phil did nighttime radio on AW for years in Melbourne, and they took this call. Actually, we played the original maybe just so I can set up the new piece that we've received. Because there's a follow-up to Toby from Newport. But this was the original call that they took on nighttime radio from a guy, a bit questionable whether he was a real kid or not, Toby from Newport. But, yeah, take a listen.
Toby's at Newport. Hello, Toby.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
Yes, Toby.
How are you?
Good. Oh, good, thanks.
It's very late. Mum lets me stay up and listen to you guys some nights.
Good.
I love listening. It's the best. Me and my brother love to listen.
Good boy.
I have a joke.
Yes.
What's the funniest smelling thing in the whole wide world?
The funniest smelling thing in the whole wide world?
Yes.
Perhaps your nose.
Oh, nah.
What was it?
An anchovy's cunt.
Oh, what a pity, Toby. You've ruined your track record there. Never call us again, please. Never in your life even think about it.
And think, all right, we've dumped you, Toby, but there are people like Carmen and Queenie online and could hear that in their ear,
Rita,
and are offended.
Rita and Mary, and we heard it, and Simon heard it.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they're not there.
All right, so that's kind of the general gist of what happened. It did go on a bit more after that, but it was very amusing. And I remember when the Hot Breakfast radio was on with Eddie McGuire, you were on the search, I think, at one stage to find the real Toby from Newport.
Yeah.
Anyway, some audio has dropped into my inbox from a radio friend of mine who was listening again to nighttime radio, and the real Toby has called back after all these years. Now, sadly, we've lost Bruce Mansfield. He's no longer with us, but Philip Brady still does the nighttime show with producer Simon Owens.
Yep.
And they received this call. Take a listen.
It's gone around the world many times.
Yes. Now, on Eddie McGuire's Triple M breakfast show, Eddie has replayed it many times. Rosie, who is Rosie Walton, the daughter of Graham Walton, who used to run this place, and they actually launched last year a search to find Toby of Newport.
Yes.
Now, somebody's called in calling themselves Toby of Newport, and I've gone, very funny. Everyone likes to say that they're Toby. I've just received an email saying, I am the real Toby of Newport, and he has sent evidence of this. So I actually think we have the real Toby of Newport joining us now.
So we're taking a chance, aren't we?
Well, I'm sure Toby is now older and wiser and won't repeat the joke that he told. Toby, is this really you?
Hi, Phil. Hi, Simon.
Yes, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, good. You still sound very young.
Yeah, me and my brother still love to listen, even though we got in a lot of trouble last time. Mum wasn't very happy.
No. So you are the actual, all jokes aside, are you the legitimate Toby of Newport?
Yeah, I'm Toby. I'm in Newport.
Yeah.
And I still love to listen all the time. And thank you very much for all the good times that you guys have provided over the years.
Right.
I really, really love listening to you guys. And I'm really, really sorry. So I want to make it up to you with another joke.
Be careful.
It won't be a rude one. It won't be a rude one.
Okay, Toby.
We're in delay.
Let's hear it.
What's the difference between a lentil and a chickpea?
I don't know.
You tell us, Toby.
I've never had a lentil on my face.
Okay. Yes. All right. Thank you, Toby.
Toby from Newport, again, 10 out of 10.
You've gone off the rails this week.
Yeah, that sounds like him.
I think it is. I think it's the real Toby from Newport. It's the same kind of delivery and the same shtick. So that's hilarious. Next week will be a fresh week with Dave's Corner. We'll clean things up. Enjoy your week. Yeah, you bet.
It's Dave's Corner.
Back next week.